Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Penn State adds a versatile defensive back as the 20th commitment in its 22 class. The Lions also now have two of the nation's top 10 running backs in 22. Former Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons surprises his mom with a new home. And longtime analyst Phil Steele explains why the Lions will be the nation's most improved team. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith from Penn Live. We'll tackle those headlines coming up on the Blue White Breakdown. Penn State stayed hot on the recruiting trail this weekend with commitment number 20 in its 2022 class. Louisiana defensive back Jordan Allen was the latest to give his pledge to the Lions. He's a three-star prospect and part of a Lafayette Christian Academy program that has won four straight state titles. Allen's listed by 24/7 Sports as a safety, and Rivals has him pegged as a cornerback. The reality is, Allen could have a future at either or both positions at the next level. He's listed right now at 6 feet tall and about 190 pounds, with skills that translate at multiple spots in the defensive backfield. Allen has shown he can play in zone or press coverage as a cornerback. He also plays with a physical edge and shows he can patrol the middle of the field as a safety. Penn State has an established history moving players between those two positions. And with Allen, the Lions do have some options. The same can be said about a number of other dynamic athletes in Penn State's class so far, but in Allen's case, he has time to mature and grow and see where his development takes him before he gets to Penn State. The fact that he can play both positions is a testament to his skill set that he's a big-time prospect at both cornerback and safety. Penn State kicked off another busy recruiting weekend on Friday with the addition of four-star running back Catron Allen. Allen is the second running back of Penn State's 22 class so far, and he's listed as the number 132 prospect in the 24/7 Sports Composite National Rankings. Allen joins Governor Mifflin's Nick Singleton as the Lions' latest 1-2 punch at running back. Singleton's listed as the number 5 running back in the country, and Allen checks in at number 10. The Lions join Alabama and Oklahoma as programs with two running backs ranked in the top 10 in the country. In Allen, they get a strong, powerful back cut from the same cloth as current Penn State products Noah Kane and Kevon Lee. Allen tips the scales right now at 5'11" and 220 pounds. He's a decorated prospect from one of the nation's top high school football programs. He's accumulated over 1,600 yards and 25 touchdowns in two seasons at IMG Academy. Allen should be in line for a huge senior season that propels him into the next stop of his football career. He has a chance to make an impact early in his time at Penn State, according to 24/7 Sports analyst Andrew Ivins, because he's got a stout build and good vision that should translate right away. Penn State is loaded with young options at the running back position already, and it's due to add two more in the 22 class. But in Allen, the Lions get a guy with a chance to be steady, durable, and productive, just as Noah Kane and Kevon Lee were early in their Penn State careers. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our 12 locations. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. Former Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons is putting his first NFL paychecks to good use. Parsons posted an Instagram story over the weekend with video of him surprising his mom, Charisse, with a home in Dallas. Parsons is a Harrisburg native who established himself as one of the most dynamic linebackers in college football in his two seasons at Penn State. He went to the Dallas Cowboys with the number 12 overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, and he was immediately installed as one of the early favorites for the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year award. Parsons is due to kick off his first NFL training camp this summer, and with it, he and his teammates will also be on full display on HBO's Hard Knocks reality series. But before he gets to business on the field, Parsons said he fulfilled a promise to clear his mom's debt and buy a home that she could call her own. That dream came true in Dallas, where Sharice and Terrence Parsons can be close to their son as he looks to play a major role for an NFC East contender. Parsons was an All-American as a sophomore at Penn State in 2019, and he opted out of the 2020 season as a precaution during the COVID-19 pandemic. Parsons worked out on his own during that time and showed his explosive athleticism at Penn State's Pro Day. That was more than enough for the Cowboys to call his name in the first round of the draft, which Parsons said was his number one preferred destination. And now the dream continues with a promise fulfilled and a new home for his mom. College football analyst Phil Steele sees great potential for Penn State in 2021. In his famed College Football Preview magazine, Steele said he sees the Lions as the most improved team in all of college football. Steele sat down with Penn Live columnist David Jones over the weekend, and he explained why he saw Penn State making such big strides in the fall. Some might say the Lions have nowhere to go but up after a 2020 season that began with five straight losses and ended with a 4-5 record. But Steele sees plenty of room for improvement, especially for an offense that struggled with turnovers and clearing room for its running backs. The Lions will focus on cleaning up their offense behind first-year coordinator Mike Yurcich, and they also have a chance to make strides in the running game, which has historically been a big strength for Coach James Franklin. The Lions have plenty of building blocks along their offensive line, including the talented tackle duo of Rasheed Walker and Caden Wallace. Penn State also have five talented backs with the potential to push this offense forward this fall. So that's the expectation for a team that also has depth along its defensive line, dynamic linebackers, and an All-American safety back in Jaquan Brisker. If the offense can make big improvements, Phil Steele's bold prediction has a terrific chance of coming true. Thanks for tuning in to the Blue White Breakdown. It's available right here on Penn Live. You can also find it on Alexa, Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. Be sure to follow, like, subscribe, and rate the podcast wherever you listen to it. And get all the latest from us at PennLive.com/PennStateFootball. You can also check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is Dustin Hockensmith from Penn Live signing off until the next Blue White Breakdown.